Party leaders have signed a coalition agreement paving the way for a centre-right government. Members of the Public Affairs Party and the party leadership of the Civic Democrats and Topo 9 parties earlier approved the proposed programme. And in economic affairs, employment eased to 8.5% and inflation stabilised at 1.2% in June. Coalition agreement paving the way for a centre-right government was signed by the leaders of the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs parties on Monday evening. Prime Minister-designate Petr Nečas of the Civic Democrats was later due to present the document to President Václav Klaus at Prague Castle. Mr. Klaus should then appoint a 15-member cabinet on Tuesday morning. The clock will then start ticking for the new government to win a vote of confidence in the lower house of parliament within 30 days. The three parties have 118 seats in the 200-seat lower house. Earlier, members of the Public Affairs Party gave overwhelming support to its participation in the centre-right coalition on the basis of the programme hammered out by the parties. Around 3,000 of the just under 17,000 eligible party voters, or around 78%, voted in favour in an internet ballot which was finished at 10 a.m. on Monday morning. The wider leadership of the Topo 9 party also backed the agreement following a meeting on Monday, and the executive committee of the Civic Democrats followed suit on Monday afternoon. During negotiations, the Civic Democrats were seen giving way on a number of key points, particularly concerning the share-out of ministerial portfolios. In economic news, employment in June fell by 0.2 of a percentage point from May to land up at 8.5%, with almost 488,000 people seeking work, according to the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs. The job growth rate in June 2009 stood at 8%. A stabilisation or slight fall in the unemployment rate had been expected by analysts. Labour officers say the drop was caused by the hiring of seasonal workers on farms and by the construction industry and recruiting by manufacturers. Inflation in June was 1.2% compared with the same month a year earlier, according to the Czech Statistical Office. That level is unchanged from the rate in May, but around twice the inflation rate of the first few months of the year. The main factors pushing prices up were the higher cost of food and drink and recreation, but clothes and shoe prices fell. Experts expect the trend of rising prices to continue, but not exceed the central bank's guidelines. And finally, a look at the weather. The Czech Republic is continuing to experience a heat wave with temperatures of up to 36 degrees Celsius. Forecasters have also warned of smog. It's expected to get slightly cooler on Tuesday. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.